episode 41 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z. Sort of.
Alright guys, so last episode we got Iria. Zerum? Zerum, right?
Sure.
Zerum the animation.
I thought it was Iria, but...
Iria?
I
it doesn't really matter. the series is... It's an OVA series to a movie?
Yes.
A live-action movie?
Yes.
Did you watch the live-action
no.
movie? I knew it or not. It's a prequel to the live-action film Zerum, taking place several years earlier with the female bounty hunter. But she's in training, but it looks like she's out of training at one point because she gets, like, an upgraded medallion, but there's like, not really anything going on to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she becomes a full-fledged hunter.
Yeah, that's a couple episodes in.
Yeah, I didn't watch them anyway because it was, like, one of those Japanese movies.
Yeah.
Like, made in Japan and stuff like that. It's not, like...
Terrible dubbing. And yeah. The movie is from, like, the 90s, I believe. So.
And apparently there's a sequel to it, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
People must like it.
I guess.
Well, they probably like it a lot.
Well, Japan, yeah.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah, it does. It
now, the only thing I wonder is, spoiler alert, she lives at the end. She makes it. So, what my wondering is the movie about her?
Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't sure, because I think we clicked on, like, on an image, and it was a dude with a mustache. Maybe that was Fujiko?
Maybe. But yeah, she's definitely the
protagonist
in the movies. I read a summary of the movies and stuff like that just to see how different it was, because I wasn't going to sit there and watch the
What movies. Did we get last week? Or last for I?
Intrigue to the Batsuma.
Okay. Just wondering. I'd say this. Before we even get into it, I'd say this.
This? Really? Yeah.
Short, sweet. I don't remember what I graded Intrigue.
It was average.
I think this is average too, but I'd rather watch this because it's short.
I hated this.
You hated it? A strong female lead. Your SJW insides must be floating.
I hated this. But I don't know why we're jumping right to the end, but you still didn't give a premise.
So she's a bounty hunter in this sci-fi type setting. It's in the future, obviously. Yeah, she's just a bounty hunter. That's the premise. But what happens in the first episode is this Zerum thing pops up. Her brother dies, and then she's trying to kill
that
it and run
really
away. Yeah, it was very, very muddled. But then he comes back with this AI thing on her wrist.
I guess. It seems like this is definitely one of those OVA shows that was made after the movie.
Yeah, and you would probably understand the OVA if you watched the movie first.
Exactly.
If you watch it in the order that things were released, which is why I probably shouldn't have done this.
well... We got a little traumatized from all of this.
Standalone, just watching this, it's fairly average. I middle of the road, not terrible, in my opinion, not great. That's how I feel about it. There's a couple, I wouldn't say plot holes, but they don't explain things all the way at quite a few points.
It's only six episodes.
Yeah, and really five, and like, because the first episode's 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah.
It doesn't really show anything.
No, it's almost like a teaser.
Yeah, it might have been a trailer. Because everything online, I did a little, just a very minute about looking into it. Everything online says six episodes. No, it's fucking five. With a trailer.
I guess. I didn't like it. I mean, part of it's not the show's fault. I was having issues with my version of the playing it, of getting it to play, so it took me a lot longer to get through some of
it.
So I was having a lot of connectivity issues during it. So I was just, every time
DJing performance issues, you know, happens
so
all the time.
Thinking about it, the frustration that went in trying to figure out what was going on was is annoying.
I've had a few problems with our player, but only in the past, one or two times, so maybe it's just a fluke and it won't happen again.
No, it's fixed. I'm having no problems now.
Okay.
It was just, that happened in that 2 day span when I went to watch
this. Yeah.
It was just so, it was very frustrating and trying to get through six episodes when it's just like, I just need, this is.
It's so short and I can't finish it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then there is, I didn't like the sci-fi.
Yeah?
It
wasn't explained real well.
Like, against sci-fi? Like, I like Ghost in the Shell a lot.
Yeah.
So, it's just, the coconut guns in this.
Oh, yeah, that's just odd.
It's just, the mixture of the future stuff really got on my nerves.
Yeah,
and it was
a really weird mix.
And I didn't like the setting.
More of a steampunk thing, but with, like, a beach vibe.
Yeah. I didn't like the setting at all, really. It kind
of
just...
The setting was... I wasn't a fan of that.
I hated the kid.
Yeah, the kid who turned out... The kid boy turns eventually out to be a girl.
Yeah.
Because Fujiko could smell a woman, even though she's, like, 10.
Yeah, you never explained who Fujiko is.
Some male, I'm assuming hunter.
Yeah.
I don't think we ever see his crest. We don't know if he's a hunter.
I think he's a hunter. He's a friend of the families of the main bounty hunter, essentially. Mm-hmm. He has a crush on the main protagonist, essentially.
Yeah, he seems like a ladies' man. But then there's this kid.
A ladies' man by 90s standards.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah. Some, especially, and by Japanese standards. So he's like a stinky old guy.
Yeah, like
wants to sleep with her.
Yeah. So actually, he's probably Americanized, probably like 70s.
Honestly. Yeah, yeah, that's pretty funny. Yeah. And then there's this kid that tags along, pretty much. And you think it's a boy, looks like a boy, talks like a boy, like, grabs her tit, and is like, ooh, squishy. And then you find out it's a lady or a girl later on.
Yeah.
Because Fujiko can smell a woman.
Well, to this
That's creepy.
It is, but to this one's credit, at least I didn't know it was a girl.
Yeah. Unlike I really did think it was a boy.
Unlike
especially when she blushed when she grabbed her tit.
Unlike the last one, where we just watched the bosom where it was just like, what are you guys talking about? That's clearly a girl. So, but, I mean, the kid had a boy's voice, too, so that helped.
Yeah.
So,
I guess prepubescent, you know. Well, kind of sound the same.
I suppose. Makes sense. But, yeah. But, you know, the kid got on my nerves. And the kid's not even in the movies.
Thank God.
It's like, why do you have to insert a kid into these things?
They probably needed more plot, even though it's only 6 episodes.
I mean, it's not
just her and Fujiko going back and forth.
I guess, but it's not like this.
And I think I'm pronouncing his name wrong, by the way. I'm pretty sure there's other letters in there. I'm just going with
Fujiko. You keep saying Fujiko, and I keep thinking of the female lead in Lupin the Third.
Oh, because man, I haven't seen that since I was a kid.
Because that was her name, Fujiko. So it's good. Like.
I'm pretty sure his name's something else.
Yeah, but this is not for kids, so I don't know why the kid's in it.
Yeah, it's not particularly for kids. I mean, it's not terrible. There is a couple nude scenes, I guess, but it's not super sexualized. It's not like she's sleeping with someone, so a kid could watch it, but it's clearly for adults.
Right, so I mean, I don't know.
Oh, Fujikuro.
Fujikuro.
That's what I was just looking
for. You know what's you know what the funny thing is? He doesn't know any of the names, and he literally just got done watching it.
Finished the last episode right before we aired.
I mean, it's been a few days for me, at least, but you literally just got
done
watching.
You didn't know his name either.
Yeah, but I never know any of their names, and I didn't just get done watching the last episode where they say his name.
Iria.
Huh?
I knew Iria.
Well, it's a kid. I don't know the kid's name. It's in the title.
That's true. What's the kid's name?
I don't know.
Glenn K.
Isn't it K?
K, yeah, it's probably K.
I don't know. And I like how what's
yeah,
his name?
Yeah, K, it's K.
I like how Fujikuro is his name, but one of the other characters' name is Bob.
It's so weird.
So, it's like, what?
And all the other ones are Japanese except for Bob.
I don't know why.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, I mean, essentially, the whole plot is there's this lab-created monster.
Yeah.
And
by the way, the Zarum, the monster, reminds me of a Spider-Man villain.
Venom?
Venom. Because he assimilates people into him. He's almost, not completely, but... Oh, that's my dog, sorry. Almost like a parasite, except the people he assimilates die.
And it's got...
They don't really live in
him. They got one of those kabuki masks for a face for some reason. It's very strange. But he's a lab-created monster that can't be killed and seems to multiply.
Yeah, multiplies. They're weaker, but they're still strong.
So the monster...
And he doesn't just take in bio. He takes in, like an inanimate object will go in him, too.
Oh. I didn't catch that
part. I think that's why he survives in space.
No, I don't understand. Oh, yeah, he does survive in space, doesn't he?
Yeah, one planet shot him off. You don't really know what happened there, but one planet shot him off in the space and he landed on the
I thought
planet.
You were talking about the end fight. That looked like it was in space, but it was actually just in a desert.
Yeah.
As I thought they transported her and him into a moon or something.
Which could have happened because the government on the planet was talking about shipping him off the planet.
But Bob, the brother, who turned into an AI.
My brother, Bob.
Turned into an AI, somehow.
Yeah, not explained.
Redirected the teleporter so that she wouldn't be transported into space, essentially. And she kills the Zarum at the end.
Oh, and his weakness. So it reminds me of Aliens for two reasons. Aliens, the movie. One is the weird snake head thing that comes out of him.
Yeah.
That reminds me of Aliens. And then the other thing is when his body, or Bob's body, comes out of him in one of the fights. He's like, kill me.
Yeah.
Reminds me of Aliens, because that sort of happened when they were cloning
her. Kind of, yeah. I mean, it does seem like it was inspired a little bit by
Aliens. At least a bit. But yeah, that was his weak point, was that weird snake head thing that comes out. I'm like, what? That's your weak point? Why the fuck do you keep extending it out of your head if that's the one thing that can kill you?
Yeah, I don't know why it comes out and bites you. I don't know why it always did it, because it could just assimilate things.
Yeah, it could, like, tentacles come out of it and suck you in, pretty much. Huh. Now, if they had made it to where that was the only way you could assimilate you,
biting,
then that would make sense.
Or maybe it paralyzed you or something.
Yeah, that would make sense, but that's not the case.
I don't know.
Let me just extend my weak point.
But she kills the thing at the end.
Yeah, she's got these beads in her hair, and one of them happens to be a knife. I thought that was pretty cool.
I didn't actually catch that. I just...
Oh, yeah, so she's being held down, you know, she has these beads in her hair. She takes one of them off, and as the snake thing comes out, she like stabs it in the neck part of the snake thing with the head, and then rips it.
Well, I saw that. I didn't see the beat.
Yeah, I mean, it was quick. It was like a second, so that makes sense. You blink, you're not going
to
see it.
But I'm trying to get this point across, but you keep interrupting me.
I'm good at that.
Yeah. She kills the thing at the end, but it's still alive in the movie, so...
Yeah, it's clearly not dead. That or one of its clones lives or something. Maybe there's another one. Who knows?
Who knows? Yeah, it's...
I doubt they're going to explain it if you watch the movie.
Yeah, I don't know. There's not a lot to say about this one.
Yeah, like, middle of the road as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
There's not a lot to on. There's not great about it.
So let me ask you something. If this was as long as...
Bakuza.
Yeah.
If it was as long as the intrigue. Definitely intrigue.
Yeah, because to shortness aside, objectively, I can say this is better than...
Yeah, I know.
So...
That at least has plot lines and stuff. Even though it was rather boring.
At points, yeah.
Yeah, and like putting you to sleep boring.
This got annoying at points.
This got a little annoying. But I mean, also, the time frame it was made, you know. That was the humor of the time. At least in anime. Not in all forms of media, but at least in anime it was.
Yeah, but there was some good stuff out at that time, too.
There was some good stuff.
So,
yeah.
I don't...
Well, that's fine. Middle of the road.
I'm not excusing it.
It wasn't great. So it wasn't terrible.
It's definitely a solid 5.
Yeah, 5, eh.
Maybe about 4.
That. Maybe 4, maybe 6.
Yeah.
Depends on your opinion.
Yeah. I lean towards the lower end, though.
Yeah, I think I lean towards the higher end.
I think it's one of the first times that you're not biased toward anime that you gave it a higher grade than I did. Like, Steins Gate, you're biased toward... So
11 out of 10.
Yeah, so it makes sense that you would go on that one, but for this one, it's...
I enjoyed it more than the past one, and I know the past one I was pretty... I think I was pretty average on.
But at the same time...
Intrigue.
Yeah, Intrigue was 26 episodes ago. So your memory is not that.
Oh, of course.
So you remember things differently. Like, there's for been sure. times where you were like, I hate that anime, but I remember you clearly giving it a better score. So it's like...
My memory's fucked.
So it's like...
too much.
I just don't... So your opinions of past anime, it's hard to...
My opinions change, okay? I'm not set in stone.
No, it's because I think you cherry-pick the bad parts of certain anime.
Just like my politics.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, man. Because... Yeah, no, so, like, my philosophy is, like, I can dissect something and see certain bad points, but there's also the overall feel of whether I enjoyed it. So when I, typically speaking, not always, when I review something in the episode, like in this review, it's what I think this episode is for you, the viewer. But then there's also my personal feelings of, like, I really don't want to watch that again. Brings it down in my score, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you. But, see, my memory works differently. I kind of, like, close off parts of my memory, and once something pops up, I remember exactly everything that happened in it. So it's like, I won't think of Intrigue of the Batsumo for the next... Until we get to I again.
I'll never think of it again.
Until we get to I until we get to I again, and I say, which one do you like better? And then, but at that point, I'll remember the whole anime and how it played out and stuff like that. So, all right, I think we wasted enough time stalling here.
True. That was like 2 minutes.
So.
We're on J, and J is super small.
Yeah.
Now, let's count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, besides our picks.
Yeah, it's funny, the 13 animes is small, though.
Yeah, apparently most of these are fairly small.
Yeah, they're pretty small, and there's a good chance that one of our picks or choices might come up, too, because of it.
There's also a good chance we're going to get the sequel to Jubei-chan.
Yeah, we didn't take out the sequel this time, we remember.
I might commit suicide.
I don't know, and you know what, it wasn't the worst
one. Oh, it was terrible, I'm spinning the wheel.
No, it wasn't the worst one that we watched.
It was god-awful. I mean, no, it wasn't the worst, of course, but it was god-awful.
I think K was
worse. No, Jubei-chan, no, oh my god, no. Don't do it! Thank God, it's TJ's pick. Jesus Christ, it was so close to Jubei-chan.
Well,
what's CJ's pick? Is that within the... I'll never remember.
This one is... We're going to respin it, because I have a backlog of things.
No, Jubei-chan. Close. Oh, sorry.
There goes the clapping.
Yeah, whatever. Oh, we're good. No Jubei-chan. TJ's choice? Wow! Fuck you, TJ.
The wheel really likes me. Alright, I get to pick something within the letter J now.
Alright, so give us a second. We're going to do this live. Unedited.
We're gonna do it live on that.
Unedited.
Make me go through the different
ones.
Yeah,
Jin, King of Bandits. Let's click on the thing. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it doesn't look like something I want to watch. Some kid in an orange fucking thingamajig.
It's a good thing you're not picking.
That's true.
Ah. Jinky Extended. I don't know what's extended about it, but...
Well, it's women, so who knows. JoJo, Joe versus Joe, sorry.
I think I already know which one I'm going to pick.
What's she going to pick? Six.
Jungle Book. Nah, I'm just kidding.
There's 52 goddamn episodes.
I think Joker's Game.
Joker's Game?
Yeah, I think that's the one that looked interesting.
Oh, I have actually seen a few episodes of this. I didn't watch the whole thing, mind you. I think I watched like 3 episodes.
But just to make sure, let's see what the other ones are. Joe versus Joe was a boxing thing. Yeah,
JoJo Bizarre Adventure. It's so short, though.
I don't want to watch it. Look
how small it is.
I don't want to watch
it. It's 10 episodes.
I don't want to watch it.
To be fair, I don't really want to watch it either. I've seen it.
Oh, no. We're doing Juby Chan. This is the This is the long one.
Young arms dealer sells weapons. International.
Judge Chan.
That looks like something.
That looks like crap.
Hey, Plug, an unusual girl from a parallel world. Plug is Juden Chan, capable of recharging people down on their luck.
Uh-huh.
Looks fantastic.
Yeah, no. Judge.
One episode? That can't be right.
Yeah, click on the one episode. I'm just curious.
Yeah, it's a movie. Yeah, it's 48 minutes, so it's probably some sort of TV special.
Yeah, it looks like it. Although that's
Jungle
pretty...
Day Eco. Oh, wow, look at the movies.
And it's only 3 episodes.
It's true.
Comedy
Magical Girl is what it was, by the way. Oh, no internet. This happens to me sometimes. So we're going to pause real quick. All right, we're back. Junie Tyson Zodiac War. 12 warriors who are burning with the names of the 12 Chinese Zodiac members fight with each other's lives and pride at stake. All to grant just one wish. Junji Ito Collection.
Oh, this looks interesting, too.
Collection of animated horror stories based on the works of Japanese artist Junji Ito.
That looks interesting, too, though. It's just a bunch of short horror stories.
That could be interesting. Oh, yeah, I'm not pronouncing that right. Juosei, Planet of the Beast. Thor and his twin brother, Rai. Cast off his forsaken planet. Unknown masked men are after witnessing the suspicious death of their parents.
No.
So they're half Batman, half Asgardian? What's going on there?
I think we're going to go with Joker's Game.
We'll do Joker Game.
Because it looked interesting.
It did. I did like the first few episodes. I think why I didn't finish it was because they were airing and I just didn't get around to it.
I'm interested to see a Japanese take on World War II, so.
That's going to be a fun podcast, because I won't hold back.
That's fine. I'm just interested in to see how they would portray something of that era, rather than...
Yeah, it's, we'll talk about it next episode.
All right,
guys, Joker Game.
We still managed 20 minutes.
I know, we stalled a lot, because we were done at 12 and change.
Yeah.
All right, guys, next episode, Joker Game.
See ya.
See ya.